जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे राधा माधव जय Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Jaya Jagannatha Jagannatha Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jagannatha Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribhasakachari Ashtodaya Shri Shrimad Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Devotee Founder Acharya, Saviour of the whole world, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribhasakachari Ashtodaya Shri Shrimad Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sahaja Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki All Gorishth Assembled Devotees, All Gorishth Assembled Devotees, All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Saraja Mahishim Rajan Susnatam Ruchirananam Kritasvastyayanam Truttam Abhyanandad Upagatam Saraja Mahishim Rajan Susnatam Ruchirananam Krita Swastya Swastyanam Truptam Abhyanandad Upagat Upagatam Saraja Mahishim Rajan Susnatam Ruchirananam Krita Swastyanam Truptam Abhyanandad Upagat Upagatam Saraja Mahishim Rajan Susnatam Ruchirananam Kritasvastiyanam Truptam Abhyanandadupagatam Saraja Mahishim Rajan Susnatam Ruchirananam Krutvastiyanam Truptam यव्यनन्ददुपागताम् स राजा महिषीं राजान् सुस्नातां रुचिराननां कृत्स्वस्तेनां तृप्ताम् अव्यनन्ददुपागताम् माताजि सः हि राजा द किङ्ग् महिषीं द क्वीन् राजन् ओ किङ्ग् सुस्नातां नैस्लि बेत्ड् रुचिराननाम् अट्राक्टिव् फेस् कृतस्वस्ति अयनां ड्रेस्ड् वित् आस्पिशियस् गार्मेण्ट्स् अण्ड् आर्नमेण्ट्स् तृप्तां सेटिस्फैड् अभ्यनन्दत् हि वेल्कम्ड् उपागताम् अप्रोच्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् पर्पड् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् श्रीप्रभुपाद् श्रीप्रभुपाद् की ट्रान्स्लेशन् द क्वीन् टुक् हर् बात् अण्ड् ड्रेस्ड् हर् सेल्फ् नैस्लि with all auspicious garments and ornaments. After taking food and becoming completely satisfied, she returned to the king. Upon seeing her beautifully decorated, attractive face, the king welcomed her with all devotion. Purport. A woman is generally accustomed to dress herself nicely with fine garments and decorative ornaments. She may even sometimes wear flowers in her hair. Women especially dress themselves up in the evening because husband comes home in the evening after working hard all day. It is duty of the wife to dress herself up very nicely so that when husband returns home, he becomes attracted by her dress and cleanliness and thus becomes satisfied. In other words, the wife is the inspiration of all good intelligence. Upon seeing one's wife dressed nicely, one can think very soberly about family business. When a person is too anxious about family affairs, he cannot discharge his family duties nicely. A wife is therefore supposed to be an inspiration and should keep the husband's intelligence in good order so that they can combinedly prosecute the affairs of family life without impediment. Om Ajnanatu Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదారు శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ సిక్ బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఎస్పెషలీ సీనియర్ డివోటీస్ లైక్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ గౌర్లీలా ప్రూ, హిస్ గ్రేస్ సుందర్శాం ప్రూ, హిస్ గ్రేస్ రామ్నితా ప్రూ, సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ దిస్ verse which is given to me in ad hoc. I was told to do this service morning 4:45 a.m. when I was sitting behind in Mangalarati, Sri Bhagavat Sevakaru came running and told Prabhu, can I give Bhagavatam class? When we are told well before, it is very easy to prepare nicely, consult different Vaishnavas and make some structure of it. But when you are told in the ad hoc in the morning, that too during morning program time, whole chanting revolving around this verse only, what to speak? And that too the verse which is completely unfamiliar is about. Brahmachari is asked to speak about the glories of wife. The whole my chanting was going on in the direction only. So what I can speak about the glories of Grihastharshram, wife in the Grihastharshram. So I seek the blessings of all devotees so that I can represent the parampara properly to glorify their lordships. So this entire section of Puranjan, the story of Puranjan as told by Narada Muni to King Prachina Varhishat, goes to show the compassion of a devotee to elevate a conditioned soul from wherever he may be. So bhakti is the topmost process, but it can reach to even downmost, to the downmost person and uplift him. That is the glories of bhakti, and it's all the glories of the bhakta who is spreading that bhakti. Because Prachina Varhishita got stuck up in karma kanda process, and when Narada Muni comes to him, so he is completely unaware what he is doing, what mistakes he is doing in the process of karma kanda. Narada Muni, he could have told him directly, but Prachina Varhishita, being king, the emperor of the whole world, may not be able to accept the direct correction and chastisement. So Narada Muni, out of this allegorical story, he conveys the lesson indirectly to Prachina Varhishita. So that goes to show the compassion of the great souls, that somehow or other, ena kena prakarena, to bring them to Krishna consciousness. So this Puranjan story contains all different rasas. We know about 5 primary rasas and 7 secondary rasas. So Narada Muni tries to include most of the rasas to make the story exciting, so that Puranjana understands that, Prachina Varhishita understands that the story is about himself. And eventually he becomes awakened and takes to Krishna consciousness very seriously. So that is the glory of the devotee, that whomever he meets, he wants to share Krishna consciousness, not seeing what is the adhikar or qualification or disqualification of the other person. We find the life of Srila Prabhupada also, that Prabhupada, wherever he went, he did not compromise giving Krishna consciousness. So in teaching of Queen Kunti, Srila Prabhupada writes that even one is addicted to drinking wine and one cannot give up immediately, not a problem. At least whenever you drink wine, think that the taste of wine is Krishna. And by thinking like that, eventually one gets purified and gives up drinking wine, and the higher taste gets awakened. So that is the glory of great souls, that somehow or other connect people to Krishna, wherever, whichever level they may be in. And secondly, this section which is going on now, this Puranjan, he went for hunting without permission of wife, and after coming back, wife is not cooperating with him. He falls at his feet and begs for her cooperation to enjoy, and then wife, that she agrees finally. And now after she goes for taking bath and comes back to cooperate, to enjoy with Puranjan, husband. So the entire Varnashram culture is amazingly designed to elevate a conditioned soul gradually to come to the process of pure devotional service. Yes. So in essence, there are 3 types of cultures. One is Bhagavat culture, second is Pancharatri culture, and third is Varnashram culture. And this first two, Bhagavat and Pancharatrika, are directly connected to Lord. So Bhagavad Dharma is about hearing and chanting Navavidha Bhakti, and Pancharatrika is about deity worship, which are directly connected to Lord. But Varnashram Dharma, generally people are addicted to their body, mind and matter. Yes. Though Varnashram Dharma, what it does, it gradually, systematically elevates a conditioned soul who is attached to body and mind and matter to Krishna consciousness by engaging their psychophysical nature. So whatever nature they have, whatever talents they have, whatever skills they have, so it engages them in Krishna service and connects that tendencies, that pravrittis, to Krishna consciousness. That is the glory of Varnashram. So that whatever one may be in, wherever may be in, So do that for Krishna. The perfection of Varnashram is to please Krishna. Atah Pumbi Dvija Shrestha Varnashrama Vibhagashah Svanushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. To please Hari. Whatever Varna one is situated in, whatever Ashram one is situated in, that use that qualities of those Varna Ashram in Krishna service. That is the glory of Varnashram. To systematically elevate a person to Krishna consciousness. And in this Varnashram, in the Varnashram, the Grahastha Ashram plays a very major role in that sense. So His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami was telling in one class that this Grahastha Ashram is very important and complicated. It is important because it maintains all other three ashrams. It is important because it is the source of other three ashrams. Because unless Grahasthas produce children, we will not have brahmacharis. And Grahasthas, graduate to become vanaprasthas and eventually to sannyasis. So Grahastha ashram is important because it maintains the three other ashrams and is the source of other three ashrams. And complicated because of the involvement of man-woman relationship. So because of that, because Sarvatma Prabhu was telling 2 days back that because man is from Mars and woman is from Venus, and to bring these two people together, and that happens without training, and the entire relationship becomes very much complicated. So that's why Grahastha Ashram is important and also it is complicated. So before entering Grahastha Ashram, one needs to undergo proper training, either as a boy or a girl. So that when they enter Grahastha Ashram, husband and wife, so they know what is the goal of Grahastha Ashram, what is the purpose of entering into Grahastha Ashram, and they try their best to follow the principles of Grahastha Ashram. Otherwise, the Grahastha Ashram may not remain as Grahastha Ashram, it becomes Grihamedi lifestyle. So Grihamedi is not called as Ashram. Grihamedi, there is no word called Grihamedi Ashram. Because Ashram is the place where Krishna consciousness, spiritual culture is the center. So if the Krishna is not the center, then it is no more ashram. So then it is just called as Grihamedi. It's lifestyle, that's it. So before entering Grahastha Ashram, either is a boy or a girl, he has to undergo training to clearly understand the purpose of Grahastha Ashram. Then it becomes very much clear for them that I am entering Grahastha Ashram for a particular purpose, not for anything else. That becomes very much clear by the training process. And both have equal role to play, whether it's husband or wife. Both have equal role to play for the successful execution of Grahastha Ashram. That's why wife is called as Ardhangi. Ardhangi means she has half role to play. Husband has some role to play, half role to play for successful execution of Grahastha Ashram. And similarly, wife has half role to play to make it successful. So the man cannot say, no, I am working hard, I am going out, I am earning money, so I am the king of the house. He may be the king, but for that to happen, the wife has to cooperate. Otherwise, he cannot call himself as king. The wife doesn't cooperate. So yes, he has to go out, earn money, deal with outside people. But equally, wife is playing an equal role in the house. Very much important. Because if she doesn't play her role nicely, then husband cannot play his role peacefully. And wife has many roles to play in the home. Yes, she has to cook for the entire family members. She has to keep the house clean. She has to wash the clothes. She has to take care of children. She has to take care of children's education, their Krishna consciousness, her own Krishna consciousness. And addressing husband's needs. And also addressing the parents of the husband, the in-laws' needs. So she plays a very equal role in taking care of the home and keeping the situation at home peaceful, healthy and clean. That's why it is told in South India, there is a saying that what all roles she plays. It is told, Karyeshu Dasi. So when it comes to executing the duties, she plays the role of ideal servant in terms of cooking, in terms of keeping the home clean, or washing the clothes, or taking care of the in-laws. So she acts as an ideal servant. Karyeshu Dasi. And then Karaneshu Mantri. So she acts as a minister for husband in terms of giving intelligence, guidance. When husband is confused, which step to take, what to take. So she acts as that minister, giving and help and intelligence to the husband whenever required. And Bojeshu Mata, when it comes to preparing the food items. So she prepares like a mother. So she understands the needs of the husband and children and prepares the food like a mother. So these are the roles of a wife
that how she takes care of the husband and home very nicely and sincerely. And if she does not do this nicely, then the as Prabhupada is telling in the purport, that the husband will be in great anxiety. The husband can, Prabhupada is telling that the wife is the inspiration of all good intelligence. So it's a very, you know, deep statement. The wife is the inspiration of all good intelligence. So when wife takes care, does her duties very properly, then husband can think of higher duties and take care of whole home and towards Krishna consciousness. That's what. So, and the responsibility of husband is to address the emotional needs of the wife. So all the wife may be doing all these things, but she needs the emotional support because she is working whole day as much as husband is working outside. Yes? And what she expects from the husband is not much help in her work. So she may not expect husband to come and wash the clothes or doing other things. But what she expects from the husband is to some emotional support, some appreciation, some recognition for her service. Many times the marriage ends up in divorce. The wife becomes dissatisfied because husband does not do his responsibility properly of addressing the emotional needs of the wife. The wife may be doing so many things in the home, and the husband comes back and finds faults with the wife's things and doesn't recognize her service, then wife becomes dissatisfied. And it continues for a long time, then that eventually turns with cold war and hot war and fight and eventually ends up with divorce. So just if husband, what he has to do is just address her emotional needs of regularly appreciating her, encouraging her and coming together with her, doing Krishna consciousness, then she becomes satisfied and pacified and award her gifts. The woman likes to dress herself nicely with nice dress and ornaments, all these things. So he has to please her with these things. Then wife becomes satisfied, wife can take care of whole home. Husband need not worry about any of the concern about the home, be it children or be it his parents or the home maintenance, everything she takes care of. She has capacity and she wants to do it and she can do it, provided husband does his responsibility nicely, of not doing his work nicely, at the same time addressing the emotional needs of the wife. So that's why for the successful execution of the grihastha ashram, both have to play a great role. Yes, the husband has to be connected to spiritual master, and wife, then when wife sees that husband is following spiritual master nicely, then wife also becomes inspired to follow the husband nicely, because that's how wife wants to follow husband. She wants shelter, she wants to follow somebody. Yes, and she wants right inspiration. When husband is following the spiritual master nicely, then wife automatically follows the husband. And children, they are attached to mother and they follow mother more nicely. And that's how the whole home can become Krishna conscious and go back to spiritual world. That's why. And if the wife finds that the husband is not following spiritual master, but he is following me, he is attached to me, then she takes advantage of him and then she exploits him. And wife sees, when the children sees that there is not much cooperation going on between father and mother, and they become independent, and then the whole family goes to hell. So how the husband, when he does his responsibility properly towards his spiritual master and towards his wife, then he can take the whole home, whole family to Krishna. So that's why the wife, when she does her duties nicely, so by doing all these things, then she can be peaceful and satisfied by providing all these needs to the husband. So that's what here Prabhupada is mentioning, that even we find in 4th Canto Putumara section, Prabhupada mentions in one purport that even Lakshmi, she serves Vishnu so nicely. Many times we find Lakshmi only sitting and massaging lotus feet of Narayan, but Prabhupada clarifies no, Lakshmi does much more than massaging lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So she cooks for the Lord, she personally serves Lord Vishnu, although she has so many maid servants, but still she wants to serve Lord Vishnu personally. So she takes care of all the necessities of pleasing Lord Vishnu. So similarly, following in the footsteps of Mother Lakshmi, or we find Mother Sita, the wife has to fulfill the needs of the husband by taking care of his needs properly. So we find the entire Ramayana, the episode of Lord Ram going to forest, is fulfilled because of Lakshmi's desire. So Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, she expressed her desire to Lord Narayan that, my dear Lord, in Vaikuntha always we are surrounded with so many people, so many devotees, so many demigods keeps on coming and visiting, seeking your help. I am not getting any privacy here. So please take some incarnation where I can get some privacy with you. The Lord Vishnu told, okay, I will fulfill it. Yes. And that's why when Lord Vishnu comes as Lord Ram and Lakshmi comes as Mother Sita, so the entire episode of going to forest for 14 years, the purpose is to fulfill the desire of Mother Lakshmi, to give her personal audience and service to Sita so that she can be with Ram, Vishnu, personally, with no much disturbance. Because in Vaikuntha, somebody keeps on coming. If nobody is there, Anansya is always there, watching above. So Lakshmi tells, I want privacy. And when she comes in Ayodhya, so she never got any personal service to Lord Ram. Because always, Lord Ram's mother Kaushalya is there to serve him. And Lord Ram has how many mothers? Not just three mothers. He had 353 mothers. So Dashrath had 353 wives. And because they are all so much attracted to Lord Ram, they always want to be with Lord Ram and want to serve Lord Ram, always surrounding Lord Ram. That Sita is wondering, why I got married to Ram? I never got opportunity to be with Ram. So then Sita decided, I need some privacy. Then the entire episode is decided so that Ram, Lakshman and Sita, they go to forest so that nobody is there, so that Mother Sita can serve personally Lord Ram. So, and why? Because she wants to serve husband. The wife wants to serve husband. That's why. So she has to cook personally for the husband's pleasure. She has to do personal service to the husband. Then when husband sees that how much she is sacrificing, she takes care of her needs. So in that way, made for each other combination happens. That wife takes care of husband's needs and husband takes care of wife needs. And when they are happy, when the children see that parents are cooperating with each other, and helping each other, assisting each other, they become safe and secure and sheltered. And that's so they can also grow, not only physically, but also emotionally. Because for children to grow emotionally, they have to see parents be united, cooperating with each other. Many times the children coming from the family where there is constant fight between mother and father, so they become emotionally insecure and they cannot trust or develop faith in anybody very fast, because of the fight between mother and father frequently happening. Yes. So, though in Vedic culture, there is no question of divorce. Once wife is married to husband, so she is ready to serve husband lifelong. She is happy to serve husband lifelong. And husband also is what caliber. It's not that wife has to tolerate husband. Husband also was of that caliber, taking care of the wife's necessities very nicely. And wife also adjusts herself in terms of, there will be always some problems coming from in-laws, whether it's mother-in-law or sister-in-laws. So somebody, though they keep on pricking her, finding faults in her, but she's ready to tolerate, so she understands. I'm married for him eternally. Eternally, at least for this lifetime. I cannot think of divorce. And in Vedic times also, even she runs away and goes back to parents' home. Parents cannot accept her and we are sorry. Please go back and learn to adjust. And the girls are taught how to learn to adjust, how to learn to cooperate, how to learn to serve and adjust oneself according to the needs of the superiors. That training is very much important. That if the training is not happening for the girls, so then havoc will happen in the Grihastha. So as much as important is boys training before entering Grihastha ashram, equally important is girls training before they enter ashram, so that they can adjust their needs, they can adjust themselves to fulfill the husband's needs, so that the whole Grihastha ashram can go on peacefully. It's very much important. Unlike modern times where wife does not know how to cook, she does not know how to wash clothes, and she employs maid servant to cook, she employs washing machine to wash clothes, and another servant to take care of the in-laws. And where is the question of sacrifice coming from the wife's side? And what inspires husband to take care of wife? Nothing inspires. Because wife tells, I am also not less than you. She never dresses herself nicely to please husband. She never puts flowers on her hair. Nothing happens of that sort. Then there is no real love that awakens between husband and wife. And when children see that these two are not united and not cooperating, they go in different direction. And the whole family life is just a farce. Nothing else. So even in our times also we see that our mother, father, how they cooperated with each other, how they helped each other, how mother tolerates the in-laws, pokings and piercings and whatnot, happily, because she understands, this is my life and I have to do it. And she's happily doing it, nicely. No matter, she works sometimes more than husband in the hot summer and cold winter. Sometimes the husband has holidays, Saturday, Sunday holiday, some extra days holiday, something like that comes. But wife has no holiday. If she takes holiday, the whole home has to run behind. So there is no holiday for the mother. There is no holiday for the wife. Yes, husband can come and relax. Okay. There's no holiday, I can take rest. I can watch television. I can go to movie. But wife cannot do that. She has to cook. She has to wash clothes. She has to keep home clean. She has to take care of children. So that's why wife really plays a very, very important role in the home to take care of everything. Because she has no holiday. She never retires. There's no retirement. At the age of 58, I will retire. If the child becomes brahmachari and joins ashram and she has no other son, she has to continue serving husband. If she doesn't get daughter-in-law, she has to continue serving husband. I find my mother, my younger brother is working in Bangalore. He is not there in home. And in my home, my grandmother is there, my mother, my father, nobody is there. And still my mother cooks, my mother washes clothes, she keeps the home clean, everything she takes herself nice. I wonder when she will get another daughter-in-law from my brother, so that she takes care. Because she understood that I have to do it. And she does it happily, without any grudge. Although she keeps on poking me, when you come back and get married, see how much I am suffering. But when she understood I am not going to come back, she happily continues doing that. So that is the glory of the training that is offered in olden times, Vedic times, that how she's taught to learn to sacrifice, to cooperate, to extend. So that is mother. So sometimes it is told that because God cannot be at every place, so she created mother. So that she can replace, she can fulfill that need, that place of God. Yes. I don't know how much it is Vedic saying, but yes, that's what does it. Sacrifices, extends for the whole family without any complaints, without any grudges. So it is very important that before girls entering Grihastha Ashram, they need to be very much trained in these cases. So they need to be told the examples of Mother Sita, all the great souls, Draupadi, Gandhari, that how to adjust oneself to cooperate with the needs of the family. At the same time, we need to train the husbands also, boys also, that we should not exploit such a girl. When she becomes one's wife, that how the husband's responsibility to take care of her very sincerely. Not to take advantage of her, at the same time, take her responsibility and fulfill her physical, emotional, intellectual and spiritual needs nicely. So when both are trained and thus they enter Grihastha Ashram, the Grihastha Ashram becomes Vaikuntha. That's what when Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells in the Vaishnava song, that when I come back from my office, when I see kirtans going on in my home, I remember immediately Goloka Vrindavan. So it is possible even now, what is important is to make sure that both boy and girl are trained nicely with the purpose and the goal of Grihastha Ashram. If that happens nicely, then it is possible even now to produce Krishna conscious Grihastha Ashram and eventually Krishna conscious children. And that family can be a good example for the whole community. Jai Shada Vandanchana Bhagavan ki, Jagannath Balde Subhadra Mai ki, Shri Gaur Lata ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. So that is the importance of wife in the family. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells that this wife, she represents good intelligence. Yes. How much intelligence is very much important to practice Krishna consciousness nicely. Yes. If the intelligence is not good, is not in proper shape, then the whole practice of Krishna consciousness becomes disturbed. Because when we hear Krishna consciousness philosophy, and what is convinced is only intelligence. Because senses, they want to enjoy sense gratification. They don't want to serve Krishna in the beginning. Mind, doesn't want to serve Krishna. Also doesn't want to serve Krishna. So what is convinced is intelligence. Yes, and we are practicing Krishna consciousness not because of we experienced some very high taste, all these things. The sadhaka practices Krishna consciousness because of intelligence in the beginning years of this Krishna consciousness. So Jiva Goswami tells that a pure devotee, advanced devotee, he practices Krishna consciousness because of rati, for Krishna. And a sadhaka, he has to practice Krishna consciousness in the initial days because of his buddhi, intelligence. So we are not on the platform of rati, that no, we have love for Krishna, no, morning, whole night we are not sleeping for coming and taking darshan of Mangalarati. No, we are not on that stage. So we come for Mangalarati, we come for Bhagavatam class, we practice our Krishna consciousness, rules and regulations, not because of rati, but because of buddhi. Because intelligence is convinced that I need this. This is very good for me. I need to practice this. All the mind not cooperating, all the senses not cooperating, all the false ego not cooperating, but buddhi is cooperating. Buddhi is convinced to some extent. And that's why we are able to practice Krishna consciousness. But buddhi is also disturbed and there is no hope. The lost hope is intelligence. When buddhi is destroyed, Krishna. That's why in that fall down sutra, which Krishna tells in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangaste Shupajayate, a last fall down is intelligence. Smuti Bhramshrat Buddhi Nasho, Buddhi Nashat Pranashati. The last thing, buddhi is destroyed, then Krishna consciousness is destroyed. That's why no, Krishna second chapter again and again, many times he uses this buddhi. Many times in second chapter, we find Vyavasayatmika Buddhihi Ekehe Kurunandana. Yes? And then another verse he tells, Prasade Sarvadukkanam Hanirasyopajayate Prasanna Chetasohi Asu Buddhihi Paryavatishtate. When buddhi is established because of following rules and regulations. Yes? And then, how buddhi is not taken care nicely, then one becomes fallen. That he tells that Bhogaishvaya Prasaktanam Taya aputa chetasam vyavasatmika buddhihi samadau na videyate. So many times the buddhi is used in that buddhi yoga because buddhi is very important to keep us in Krishna consciousness. So buddhi, intelligence, it has two main functions. One is discrimination and second is determination. So discrimination, we develop discrimination by regularly reading shastras, scriptures. When we regularly study Prabhupada's purports, scriptures, attend Bhagavatam classes, we are able to very clearly distinguish, discriminate between what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong, what is sinful, what is pious. That is very much, we are able to distinguish because of regular study of scriptures. That's how we develop discrimination. And determination, that we develop by very intensely, attentively chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the role of intelligence. So here, when that intelligence is very much strong and steady, it can control the mind, by which it can control the senses also. Yes. So when intelligence is strong, then it can control the mind. All the mind comes with different plans for sense gratification. But when intelligence is stronger than mind, it can convince the mind. No, it is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. Yes. For the intelligence has to be very strong. The sense objects and the desire for sense gratification keeps on attacking us practically every moment. So we cannot outweigh them. We cannot outweigh them. Very difficult it is. But we have to keep on outweigh them. So when they keep on attacking us, so our waiting should be more than their attack. Means, for example, no, this door is closed. From outside there are gundas attacking. Yes. So then they will attack as much as, so we keep on holding. Yes. So we keep on holding, then they keep on trying and then they go back. Yes. But if you open the door, if you give up our endeavors, then they will enter and then they will kill us. So we may not be more stronger than the gundas outside, but we have to persist more time than they are doing their endeavors. Yes. So similarly, we have to continue our endeavors to not to succumb to sense gratification. So more time than the sense objects attacks. For that, when we keep on telling no, 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 telling no to sense gratification is not easy thing. For the intelligence is required. Because we are convinced that this is not good for me. This is not right for me. And what is right for me, I have to accept it. So that when intelligence is convinced, then only we can do it. And if intelligence is not strong enough, then we open the doors and we are opening ourselves for the attack. So the intelligence has to be convinced, made stronger by these two things, by regularly reciting scriptures, by regularly attending Bhagavatam classes, and by chanting Hare Krishna attentively. By this, our intelligence becomes strong, and by that, our mind and senses can be controlled. Otherwise, very difficult. So that is the whole thing. So to summarize, in the beginning we saw that how pure devotee like Narada Muni or Srila Prabhupada goes to any extent to bring a conditioned soul to Krishna consciousness. And secondly, we saw the importance and the role of Varnashram culture, and especially in that Grihastha Ashram, how it is important and complicated. Important because it is it maintains other three ashrams, and it is a source of other three ashrams, and also it is complicated because of involvement of man-woman relationships. And in that we saw that how the wife plays a very major role. In spite of so many problems and this and that, because she is trained, she learns to sacrifice and extend to keep the home atmosphere nicely, so that husband will be peaceful of executing his duties. And when husband is connected to spiritual master and wife is following husband nicely, and children are following parents, the whole Grihastha Ashram becomes Vaikuntha. Sometimes husband may get holiday, but wife has no holiday. She has to work 24/7 because she is trained, and she is happy to do that because she knows that is my service to the whole. That's why we discussed that she plays three major roles. Karyeshu Dasi, as an ideal servant, takes care of the home necessities. Karaneshu Mantri, when there is no need of giving guidance, even to husband or parents or in-laws, she takes up the role whenever required. And Bojeshu Mata, when in terms of coming for cooking, so she cooks like mother, addressing the needs of husband and children. And last, we discussed the importance of intelligence in helping our practice in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samasta Gauravakta Vrinda ki, Nita Gaur Premanande. I'm extremely sorry if I made any wrong comments or something. It is completely Greek and Latin for me, this subject matter, but somehow I attempted. Thank you very much. Very much.